Yes, good morning, everyone. We're going to talk about fasting, so therefore I need some water. That's a misnomer. As everybody here knows, if things don't change for the better, we're going to have a fast day next week on Tuesday called Asara B'Tevet. And I wanted to discuss this morning a topic which we usually don't think about too much, simply because for us, every fast day means the same thing. It's a day in which we don't eat, it's a day in which we don't drink, and quite frankly, if there's other things on the margin, it really doesn't bother us. In other words, it doesn't bother us, we don't take a shower so much as it does that we're not eating and drinking. And therefore, from our perspective, there's six fast days a year, and that's about it. However, halachically, that's not true. We can divide the fast days into different categories. Yom Kippur is not on the same level as Tisha B'Av, as the other fast days, as Tanit Esther is. And quite frankly, today I want to speak about, within that topic, one, how is Asara B'Tevet different than all the other fast days? This is not a Pesach topic. This is a Asara B'Tevet topic. Right. So excuse the pun. How is Asara B'Tevet different than all the fast days? I said nothing is a question. Yeah.
It can come out on Friday, which other fast days cannot come out on Friday.
It can come out on Friday. Tanit Esther, theoretically, can also come out on Friday. Tanit Esther, let me think about this a second. No, Tanit Esther can't come out on Friday. Tanit Esther can come out on Shabbos. Right. Right. So let's talk about that. Yeah, it doesn't come out on Shabbos according to our Luach, but as Harold said, it can come out on Friday. But other than that, I'm saying halachically, is there any difference? So if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph into Amud Bet, the Gemara quotes the famous pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Chet Pasuk Yotet, that says that Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, Tzoma Asiri. It's a famous pasuk, we've quoted it many times. These are the four fast days for the destruction of the temple, which are, go, Shivasar, Betamuz, next, Chamishi, Tzom, Tisha, Ba'av, fifth month, Shvi, seventh month of the year. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur, there's Sukkot, there's Sukkot, Tzom Gedalia, and we already said it, Asara B'Tevet. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that these fast days are not necessarily fast days, but they are conditional. If indeed it's a time of Sason and Simcha, it's good for the Jewish people, we don't fast, we have a holiday. If it's a terrible time, we fast. In between, which is basically our position today, some things are good, some things are bad. Ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. We're not going to go into it now. Suffice it to say that according to the Ramban, that means that we only fast, but we don't have to wear non-leather shoes, and we don't have to not wash ourselves, etc. The Gemara then asks, well, are any of these fast days different than the other? What does the Gemara say? There's four fast days in the Pasuk. In Zechariah, there's no difference between them. Revi'i, Chamishi, Shvi'i, Asiri are written together in one line. But is there any difference between them halachically? No? What do you say, Bruce? Look in the Gemara.
Yes.
Does the Gemara say one of these fast days are different than the other? Which? Asara B'Tevet. It says that in the Gemara, huh?
No.
Yeah.
In
my version, it doesn't say that. What does it say in your version? The Gemara says what? Ihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. Wait, Tisha B'Av is on the same level as the others? The Gemara is saying, no, Tisha B'Av is different. Uchpelu bo atzarot. So according to this Gemara, all the fast days are on the same level with the exception of Tisha B'Av. When the Rambam codifies this law in Perakei of Hilchot Taniyot, the first four prakim talk about ad hoc fast days, such as when tragedies happen that are ad hoc. The fifth parak talks about our traditional fast days, and he says these are the days that we fast, Mipnei HaTzarot She'iru Behem, because of the terrible things that happened, in order to do tshuva and whatnot. We're not going to get into that today. And then he says, these are the fast days. Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevet, Shiva Asara B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. He does not, in this place, say Asara B'Tevet is different. And indeed, when the Shulchan Aruch comes along, he comes along and says, Chayavim li'tanot b'Tisha B'Av, ubi yitzayin b'Tamuz, ubi gibel Tishrei, ubi Asara B'Tevet, mipnei hadvarim harayim she'iru bahem. Finished. Four fast days, terrible things happened. And that's it, they're on the same level. We know Tisha B'Av is different. Now I want to ask, is Asara B'Tevet different? Yes or no. So if you look down on the page, we're going to skip what it says here with regard to Shabbos for a moment, and we'll go down to difference number one, because I want to talk about today not one, not two, not three, but four differences between Asara B'Tevet and Tisha B'Av and the rest of the fast days. And God willing, we'll get to them. Let's see if I'm successful. You ready for this, Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. Let's go. Number one. Did anything actually happen on Asara B'Tevet?
Yeah,
the Rambam just said, Tzarot She'iru Behem, we read that terrible things happened. The Gemara here, what does it say here on the top? Take a look, Soma Asiri, Asara B'Tevet, what happened?
Two things, either one, they created the siege.
Or Samach Melech Bavel on Yerushalayim.
Or that the message was brought to Babylonia that they heard the news.
Both things, they're right, they heard the news that there's a siege. If you look on the bottom where it says that anything sad happened, Malachim Bet. So the siege started. Let me ask you a question. When the siege started, did anything terrible happen? Nothing.
Nothing.
That day, the siege started. Nothing happened. Within a month, they started to feel, wow, we're in a siege. There's no water coming in. There's no supplies. But that day when the siege began, nothing happened. Now take this and look on the left side of the page. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Kafav, says, five terrible things. Iru et avotenu b'shivasar b'tamuz. On that day, five things happened. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It wasn't about to be destroyed. It wasn't thought about being destroyed. It began to be destroyed. Shivasa Asara B'Tevis, what exactly happened? Nothing. So I brought you in parentheses here. Rav Shlomo Fisher says he believes that the selling of Yosef happened on Asara B'Tevis, but he can't prove it. But indeed, if we look at the primary sources, the Tanakh and the Gemara, there is nothing that happened on Asara B'Tevis. Asara B'Tevis began a process, but nothing necessarily bad happened that day. That's why people colloquially say, and they say this because they live in the Northern Hemisphere, oh, that's why it's such a short fast day, because nothing really happened. The truth of the matter is, if you live in Australia, you're not going to say, oh, that's why there's such a short fast day. It's the longest fast day. But quite frankly, the first difference is that as opposed to the other fast days, where someone was murdered, or the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or something happened, here nothing happened as of yet. Yes, Bruce?
Is there a question on when the beginning of a process,
we're going to get to it. Let's go in order. But right now, from our perspective, going in order, if your kid asks you, or your grandchild, did anything happen today? The answer is, not really. Not really. A process began, but nothing happened today. One. Two. And you all said this before. Everyone said Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. So, good news. In our calendar, as we have it today, Asara B'Tevis will never fall out on Saturday, on Shabbat. But let's pretend, in the pretend world, everyone has imaginations. We all watch Sesame Street. Imagine that that Asara B'Tevis would come out on Shabbos. Comes along the normative sources that we have and say, well, what happens when a fast that's sad comes out on Shabbos? It becomes a netcha. We push it to
Sunday.
It's a sad day. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Bet Aleph. I quoted it from the Beis Yosef. Tisha B'Av Ma'achrin V'lo Makdimin. You push it away. U'Meperish Rashi V'Hu Adin L'Shivasar B'Tamuz U'Lasar B'Tevis. Same thing. It happens on Gedalia. We push it off to Sunday. It happens on Asara B'Tevis. It happens on Shivasar B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av. We push it to Sunday. The Rambam says it. Everyone says it. And then the Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Draham, and he says, "V'lo yadati minayim loze," and I don't know where he got this idea from. And indeed, when the Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha in Tav Kuf Nun Siman Gimel, kol arba'a tzamot ha'elu, all four, again, all four, imchal liot b'Shabbat nidchim lachar Shabbat. But as I said earlier, the Beis Yosef quoted the Abu Draham. Who is the Abu Draham? One of the great Rishonim, Rab David Abu Draham says. Look on the left side. Sha'asara B'Tevis hu mishune mishar taniyot. She'im ha'yachal b'Shabbat. Lo ha'yu yicholim litachoto liyom acher. Mipnei she'ne'emar bo. Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. Well, that's a good one. Says the Abu Draham, I'll bring his point of view. It says with regard to Asara B'Teves, and Bruce alluded to this before, that in Yecheskel it says, on that day, the word got to Bavel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Comes Abu Dram and says, Kemo B'Yom HaKippurim. Look at that. It says with regard to Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And it says with regard to Asara B'Teves, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, I'm going to do a, what's it called in halachic language? Gezeira Shava. And therefore he says, you have to fast if it comes out on Shabbos, just like you fast if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. And then he says, the Beis Yosef quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah b'shnei b'kneset agdola b'shem tikkun yisachar b'shem tshuvat ha'gaonim that agree. But the Beit Yosef says, why?
We don't make
Zera
Shabbos.
We don't make Zera Shabbos stam. It's all based on Masoret. But number two, even if you don't want to go with that, you don't make a Zera Shabbos between the five books of Moses and Nach. You make between the five books of Moses and the five books of Moses, because God who said this said that. But when the Nevi'im are saying it in the name of God, it's a totally different category. So how does he make this Gzera Shava? It makes no sense. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin straight, no. But if we have to sum up what we said until now, number one, nothing really happened on Asara B'Teves that began a process. And number two, if it comes out on Shabbos, there is one point of view of the Abu Draham, which a few Paskin like, that if it came out on Shabbos, you would fast because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. A little strange. As I said, the normative sources don't say that. Not the Gemara and Megillah, not the Rambam, not the Shulchan Aruch. But that's the second difference. So difference number one is, nothing really happened. It just began a process, as opposed to the other three. And number two, if it comes out on Shabbos. Turn the page, please. If indeed it came out on Shabbos, so what indeed is the difference? If we have to explain it to ourselves. How would the Abu Dram get away with fasting on Shabbos? After all, are you allowed to fast on Shabbos?
No.
No?
Except on Yom Kippur.
Except on Yom Kippur. If you look back in the first page, you'll see that the Rambam paskins are suli tanot b'Shabbat. And indeed, the Tshuvas HaRashba says, al pi HaRambam, anishpashi yitaneh b'Shabbatot b'yamim tovim, areze shvuat shav. You can't take an oath against what it says in the Torah. And he says, you have to eat on Shabbos. And if you say, I'm going to fast, nishma levatel et ha-mitzvah, the Taz says it might be d'oraisa, it might be d'rabbanan. The bottom line is, we don't fast on Shabbos. But the Abu Dram says it's possible. How can that be? So I'd like to explain it in a few ways. Number one is indeed to say that maybe you can't fast like we do on Yom Kippur from night to night. What say you fast from the morning, dawn to dusk? Can you do that on Shabbos? Well, theoretically you can't. Indeed, if you look back on the first page, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't on Shabbat fast past what we call the sixth hour of Shabbat. Excuse me. If you look on the second page on the left side, I quoted it. Asur li tanot b'Shabbat ad vav shaot. So if you wake up Shabbos morning, you have a long davening, you better make sure to make Kiddush before Chatzot, before midday, which now is early in the winter. So indeed, that's the normative Shulchan Aruch. What comes along the Or Sameach? The Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk, you may know him as the Meshech Chochma, and he says in the name of the Mabit, who's a parish on the Rambam, that the only prohibition to fast on Shabbos is from night to night. But if you only fast a few hours on Shabbos, even if it goes past Chatzot, it would be okay. And therefore, he says, it could be that you can fast the Asara B'Teves on Shabbos. It doesn't defy Shabbos, even if Hanishvali Tanot b'Shabbat, if you take an oath to fast on Shabbos, the oath is nullified. It's as if you didn't take it because you're going against the Torah. Comes along the Or Sameach and says that's only from night to night. But if you were to fast from morning to evening, it would probably be okay. And he proves it. Do we have a precedent where you could fast on Shabbos theoretically?
A dream.
When do you dream? At night, Friday night. Shabbos morning you woke up, you're all fatumult, I can't translate that. And then ultimately, because you're fatumult, you can fast on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins directly, mutar li tanot bo tanit chalom, kedei shikra gzar dino. Then you have to fast on Sunday for fasting on Shabbos. That's a side note. But how are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? How can the holy Shulchan Aruch say it? The answer is, says the Or Sameach, because you're not fasting all day. You're fasting only a few hours of the day, like we do on Asara B'Teves, dawn to dusk.
It also makes you feel so much better, because you're so tumult.
Mm-hmm.
If by fasting you feel better, you'll enjoy Shabbos somehow by not eating. Otherwise, you won't be able to handle having a normal Shabbat.
Right. So indeed, we could say that, listen, Shiva Asar B'Tevis is not different. Sure, nothing really happened that day. And yes, the Abu Dram says if it comes out on Shabbos, you'd have to fast. But the Or Sameach, excuse me, Asar B'Tevis, Or Sameach says, with due respect, you can fast those minor fast days on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av not. That's why the Gemara in Megillah said Tisha B'Av you have to push off. Because that's night to night. But the other minor fast days, you can fast on Shabbos.
Why?
So therefore this whole shiur is finished. There's no difference. Indeed, it happens to be that none of them come out on Shabbos, but theoretically if they did, you could have fasted and it doesn't go against Shabbos. Now for us it sounds strange, because quite frankly, we're going to go to shul, we're going to read the Torah, and we're going to do all that, and we're still going to be fasting. That seems strange to us, but here we have the precedent of Ta'anit Chalom. But I would like to suggest no. Shiva Asara B'Tevis is different. Not only did nothing happen on that day, and not only did the Abu Dram said if it did have come out on Shabbos, you would have fasted. You could theoretically say, like we always do, generally, you could fast on Shabbos, but only from dawn to dusk. But I would like to say particularly, Asara B'Tevis is different. Yes, Harold. Nothing. Yes.
No. I'd like to say, if you locked your kid in the room on Shabbat, and you say, I didn't do anything. I just locked him in. So the fact that they locked this into Jerusalem, no way out, to say that that's nothing, that's the beginning of a really bad situation. They locked us in.
Again, locking in a room, I hope you'll never do. It could very well be that on Shabbos, locking anything in a room, including animals, is Isser of Seda.
So locking us into Jerusalem,
but
siege,
again,
is an action.
We're going to see in a moment that maybe the beginning of a process is even worse than the end, but let's wait. At this point, we're going to say, if on Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the Luchot were broken, then something terrible happened that day. But a siege is, nothing really happened. There's still milk in a makolet, and there's still food and supplies. Nothing really happened. So therefore, we could say very nicely, okay, because nothing happened. Asar B'Tevis is like the rest of the fast days. The Abu Dram says you can fast on Shabbos. You could fast on Shabbos as long as from dawn to dusk. I would like to say otherwise. Take a look where it says explanation number two. The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is a parish on the Sefer HaChinuch. He was a Galiziana, but the Litvaks like him, so therefore he was converted and we can learn him. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Dalet Somot Alalu Midivrei Kabbalah, and Eni Kvala Hem Yom Miyuchad. He comes out and says an outrageous statement. We say Shiva Asar B'Tammuz Tisha B'Av. What did the Pasuk say?
Yom Ha.
Som Ha. Rivi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShivi'i, V'Tzom HaAsiri. It didn't say date. It said what?
The month.
So says the Minchas Chinuch. Who says you have to fast on Tisha B'Av? You can fast on the 10th of Av. The only limitation is, when does it have to be? In the month of? Av. Who says you have to fast Tzom Gedalia on Gimel Tishrei or on Dalet Tishrei? You can fast on Hay Tishrei. But it has to be during Tishrei. That's the way it works, because the Pasuk does not use a date, it uses a month. It doesn't say Tzom Tisha Be'av, it says Tzom HaChamishi. Outrageous statement for us, but indeed, comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, that's what it is. Hadivrei Kabbalah, what it says in the Pasuk that we started with, only talks about the month. Comes along the Gvuros Yitzchak in the name of the Gris Soloveitchik. The Gris Soloveitchik is Rav Soloveitchik's uncle. And he says, Hedavka shartzamot inan dochim et ha-shabbat. Bekven teshayach behem terwitzo shel ha-minchas chinuch. Ma she'en ken be-yud be-tevet shenem arbo behem te mayom hazeh. Comes along the Gris Soloveitchik and says, I hear you. Good. That's all true with regard to the rest of the fast days. Why is Asara B'Tevis different? Because it says what? Be'etzem ha-yom hazeh. So he doesn't make any gzera shabbat to Shabbos, but he says etzem ha-yom hazeh means there's an importance to that day, and therefore, because there's an importance to that day, comes along the Gris Soloveitchik and says Asara B'Tevis, there is a date because it says a date in the Tanakh, like it does about Tisha B'Av, but it also says be'etzem ha-yom hazeh. So to sum up, Asara B'Tevis is different because A, nothing really happened that day, just began a process, and B, if it falls out on any day, it's a problem because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, unlike the other fast days where, as long as it's within the month, we have no issue. And by the way, I'll just say in parentheses, if the Minchas Chinuch was correct, we would have no such thing as a Nidche. there wouldn't be all the kulas of a nitcha, of a pushed off fast day. We would say, hey, what does it make a difference? Tet be'av, yud be'av. You have to fast one of the days of the month. Thank God we don't accept him. So you have those situations. So, the first difference is maybe there's importance to the day itself because it says be'etzem hayom hazeh. And we said earlier, the second difference is nothing really happened that day. Well, comes along the Chatam Sofer, and we conclude with his 2 points. The Chatam Sofer says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the following. Amar Rava. This is a lot of Aramaic. My apologies. Tain tlat meya ketuka datada da barzala de shalit be barzala de Nebuchadnezzar Nevuzadran. Nevuzadran, he was the one that on behalf of Nebuchadnezzar, he finished the job. So he sent him all these supplies. What you have to send? You have to send guns, you have to send tanks, etc. So he sent them all in. And when he got all the supplies and he's supposed to capture Yerushalayim, Ba'ilim Mehedar, he had second thoughts, he wanted to go back home. Amar mistafiyan talolevu bihechik David van Sancheirif. He says, wait a minute. I learned history when I was a kid. And I learned that there was a guy named Sancheirif. And Sancheirif made the same kind of siege on Jerusalem. What happened to Sancheirif? Overnight, nothing. He was wiped out. Maybe that's going to happen to me. So he started to feel a little vulnerable. He said, maybe I'll go back home. Nafik kala, voice came out. Thank God it doesn't say bat kol. V'amar, shavar ba shavar. In Hebrew we'd say, kelef ben kelef. Here it means bull, the son of a bull. You lowlife. It's time for you to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, we all know he was successful. Kazachidata, he was okay. Comes a Chasam Sofer on his parish to the Slichos of Asara Betevis and says, Tom, Lama gabe yud betevit imayayiv shashi achul b'shabbat ha'yitzamim bo bayom? How come the Abu Dram got away with saying that? You can fast on Shabbos. He says, because be'etzem ayom hazeh haynu shabbat shenikra yitzumo shel yom. How does he read the Abu Draham? This is nice drasha. Be'etzem ayom hazeh means because of Shabbos. Namely, ki ba'avon chilul shabbat amach belech bavel. There was a lot of screaming and yelling by the Nevi'im that they were not keeping Shabbos properly. Some of them were doing business on Shabbos. They were doing things that were not within the Shabbos. And because of that, the siege began. So he says, why can you fast on Shabbos? Because the reason why all this happened was because of Shabbos. So we said until now, we first started by saying nothing really happened that day. Okay. But we have this view of the Abu Dram that says you can fast on Shabbos. So we said, either because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, this importance to that day, not just to the month. Or, it's because of Shabbos that all this happened. But I'd like to give one more interpretation, and that's the following. And this comes from a book that I picked up a few years ago called Tiferet Torah by Rabbi Shimshon David Pinkus, who started his life in America, came to Israel, was a great darshan. Unfortunately, he was killed in a car accident. He was very young, 56 years old, and therefore it should be aliyah to his neshama that we're actually quoting something in Rav Pinkus' name. Rav Pinkus basically says what you all said earlier. He says in Tiferet Torah that indeed, when a terrible tragedy happens, we fast. It happened. Past tense. Why is Asara Betevis different? Because nothing happened that day. Comes along Rav Pinkus and says, all the rest of the tragedies that happened is because of what started in Asara Betevis. Asara Betevis started a... what's the word? A chain of events. So not that we started the shir. Nothing happened that day. You're right, nothing happened that day. But it's because of that day that all the rest happened. Eventually, after 3 years, the siege was so hard that Shivasar B'Tamuz, they broke through the walls. And eventually, 3 weeks later, they killed and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And then, eventually, they killed Gedalia. It all started from that Asara B'Tavis. Until then, things were hunky-dory. So comes along Rav Pinkus and says there's a big difference between Asara B'Tavis and the rest. The rest were the chain of events that naturally happened. Asara B'Tavis started the chain of events. What is this like halachically? Let's think of something that starts and ends later. You start something, but the end of the mitzvah is later. What is the prototype of something in halacha that starts, let's say, now and ends in a year from now?
Shemitah.
So it's hard to say because we don't do it today. Okay. But if a woman and a man decide to get married, and he says, Hareyat mekudeshet li betabat zu kedash Moshe v'Yisrael, and gives her a ring in front of two kosher witnesses.
Kiddushin.
That's Kiddushin. Once upon a time, there was a year wait between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Eventually, a year later, they consummated the marriage with a chuppah, with a ketubah, with the shever brachas and everything else. When did the process begin? With the Kiddushin a year before. If you didn't do Kiddushin, you could say all the brachas you want. They're brachot levatala. You can put the chuppah up. You can wear a wedding dress. He can even wear a bow tie. Meaningless! Unless he gave that ring. Same thing here. Says Rav Pinkus. All the chain of events that happened because of the destruction of the temple started with Asara B'Tavis. That started the chain of events. And therefore it's a more severe fast day. And therefore it's different. We started by saying nothing happened. You're right, nothing happened. But it started everything else. And the Chasam Sofer, years before, said the same thing. Chasam Sofer, again, is perish on the slichas of Hasara B'Teves, says something even more extreme than Rav Pinkus. He comes along and says, what happened on that day? Up in Shemayim, they decided, we're going to start the chain of events to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chasam Sofer, we know that during the 3 weeks, someone tells us, every generation where the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it's as if you destroyed it again. Says the Chasam Sofer, what does that mean? It's been destroyed for almost 2,000 years. How did I destroy it again? Says the Chasam Sofer, I'll explain. Nimtza, shebechol shana v'shana, nitchadesh churban chadash, v'ze bechol pam shemegia oto yom shel Asara B'Teves, shehitchila az lamala mishpat ha-churban, kemo ken v'chol do v'do, yoshvim beitin shel lamala, v'gozrin ha-churban shel kol shana v'shana. What a chazal mean, every generation that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, it's as if it was destroyed, comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he says, I'll tell you what it means. They sit in Shemayim on Asara B'Teves, or Erev Asara B'Teves, and they say, shall we build the Beis HaMikdash this year or not? Well, let's see how the Jewish people are doing. Lashon Hara stopped. Sinat Chinam stopped. This stopped, that stopped. They're great. They want... No! Leave things as they are. Says the Chasam Sofer, that means you've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash for another year. When does that trial happen? When the process begins. When did the process begin? On Asara B'Teves. So, gentlemen, we started.
Want to build the Beis HaMikdash now? There's nothing stopping it.
We're not going to go into that today. Maybe we should devote a shiur, and that is, when should we stop fasting? Meaning, what is the point that the Gemara says is sasam v'simcha? And we'll devote a shiur to it. I'm just going to suffice to say on one leg, maybe it's not just building the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Make a long story short, gentlemen. We started the shiur by saying the pasuk in Zechariah puts all the fast days together, and the Gemara says Tisha B'Av is different. But we just saw the Abu Dram that says if it comes out on Shabbos, you'd fast. And we explained it in three ways. One. Anyone?
Or it's different.
Why is it different? Because the rest, as long as you fast during that month, it's okay. Asara B'Teves, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you have to fast on that day. Technical. It says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Two. It's because of Shabbos that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now again, that reason is one of many reasons, but it was a reason. And therefore, if Asara B'Teves comes out on Shabbos, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It doesn't mean on that day, it means because of that day. And number three, says Rav Pinkus in the Chasam Sofer, because that is the day that the trial begins every year, to decree, will we unfortunately fast this year, or won't we? And therefore, beginning of the process is so much more severe than the end of the process, because that's natural already. Just like creating a Kiddushin is far more sophisticated than the eventual Nisuin. Living together, starting your life together. But the ring, the giving of the ring, that's what you go out on dates for. That's what you spend so much money on coffee and cake for. That's what you eventually buy a ring for. That's difficult. Once that's done, everything else is natural. In this case, it's very natural and very tragic. But those are the three differences. Either because the date, or because of Shabbos per se, or because it's the beginning of the process is more severe than the end of the process.
So that we don't really celebrate birthdays. It sounds like the birthday is the first cause that we go on the eighth day. The birthday is his whole life, or her whole life. It should be the first cause of birthday.
So this is what I wanted to conclude with, gentlemen. If you look in Jewish law, you'll see that indeed the beginning of a process is far more in my opinion, important than the end of a process. And I'll just give you one thing to throw out. Look at what we do when someone brings bikurim. A little fig, a little pomegranate, barely able to do anything, brings it up to Yerushalayim. What a beautiful ceremony. That's the beginning, the bikurim. What happens when he does vidui masros?
Make
a declaration, no big deal. Seems like the beginning of the process is far more important than the end of a process.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? And we can give many other different examples, but gentlemen, let's hope that Andinus Arabatevis will become a very happy day, and we'll devote a shir to when are these fast days going to eventually evaporate? But until that happens, when you come to a Arabatevis, you could say, okay, it's a fast day like every other fast day, it's short, thank God. But this shir showed you that because there is that descending gear that says it comes out on Shabbos, it could be for three reasons. Or to be more precise, four reasons. Either any fast day that's only from dawn to dusk, you can fast on Shabbos. There's no difference. Or because it's the only one that says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you have to do it on that day. Or because of Shabbos, all this happened. Or the biggest crescendo is the beginning of the process of the rest all started on Asara B'Teves. This is how all the rest of the three fast days came about.